The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Reel and Outdoors Media.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fish heads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is back on the air.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by our good friends over at Sparks Toyota, and it's a pleasure to be here, my friend.
It is. Vacation is over, folks. Man, we got a lot of fish stories we could tell.
Hope you enjoyed the break from our obnoxious voices, but we are back. And we're not going anywhere.
It was nice there for a while, being able to get up early and go fishing instead of going to work.
Know, maybe sometime during the show we should tell some stories about things that we got to do on the Saturdays that we weren't on the radio, little trip to Monk's Corner.
Oh, God. That was a trip, all right.
Hey, and guess what? We got our good buddy Eric sitting in with us, running the boards and keeping us on the air. What's up, Eric?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, buddy.
Hey, thanks for getting up, man, on this cold Saturday morning and coming in here and hanging out with us.
You're welcome.
Keeping this thing going, keeping this show on the road.
Feel bad complaining about the weather, though?
Yeah, we have nothing to complain about.
No, but it is cold out there. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little chilly.
Wait, only thing I can complain about is the pollen.
Oh, man, you're right about that.
It is terrible.
My back porch looks like the beach, man. I'm just like sweeping piles of it up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I had to break out the hose and just hose it off finally because it just spreads it around when you try to sweep it.
Somebody was saying there's a video out on Facebook of a guy out west, and he took a brick and threw it at a tree and had to run inside and close the door, the amount of pollen that he knocked out of the tree.
Yeah, man.
But it is terrible. But, in the realms of fishing, I think it's a great thing because, you know, it always means there's, like, good things coming.
You got that right.
And I don't know. I mean, you know, when you think back to the winter we've had and look at all the fish pictures that we've seen in the social media world, good Lord, dude. It's just been an incredible winter and still continues to be. I mean, you got Captain Thomas Cushman who just posted a picture of a nice 29-inch trout he caught yesterday.
Yeah, that is a big, big trout.
Captain Chris Osman who caught that 29.5-inch striped bass yesterday, which I got that picture, or I got the picture right after it and the text right after he called it, and I'm like, we're coming tomorrow. So you and I have been working trying to get a trip today.
Yeah.
And our good guide up there in Brian Costello in the Little River has not responded.
Captain Brian. Yeah.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give up on him. Maybe we can get that trip. Maybe if he's not busy tomorrow, we'll go with him tomorrow. Tomorrow will be better than today anyhow. It's going to be a little warmer tomorrow.
I'm all about going and spending time trying to catch one of those saltwater stripers. I love
you got that right. Especially, you know, that one that Captain Chris Osman caught.
That's a chunky thing.
Well, his charter caught it, evidently. His guy caught it. That's a big old striper there, man.
You know what we may have to do is just load up and head up there and go see our good buddy Captain John Owens because you know he's on them.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, we can jump on Bikini Bottom and go, man.
You got it running good.
Oh, my. That thing runs like a top. And a lot of hard work involved in that, man. And turns out I'm not a half-bad boat mechanic, evidently.
That's good. At least you've come a long way from fixing that gas, your gas tank.
My gas tank issue was a pain in the butt. And then, of course, I had that electrical. But right after I fixed the gas tank, started running it, then my daggone had my ignition system went out.
Well, Bikini Bottom's been through a lot over the last couple of years.
I tell you what, that's a highly used boat, man. That boat doesn't sit.
Yeah, she gets used on the weekends.
Dang all right.
Can't get you to fish during the week, but she gets used on
not
the weekends.
Not very often, not very often. And you know, I think I'm like most people, you know, most people don't get a fish during the week. You know, even if you're a hardcore avid fisherman, it's the weekends what it's all about, you know. That Monday through Friday thing, you got generally other responsibilities.
Well, there's a ton of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on, you know, but one thing we definitely want to do is go ahead and open up the Crazy Sister Marina fish lines. You know, don't forget those. 843-652-3776. Give us a shout. Give us your fishing report.
We want to hear it.
We want to hear it. But, you know, don't forget that right now, today is the final round of the Carhartt Bassmasters College Southern Championship out of Georgetown. And the 20 teams that are left, we've got a great local representation. We've got two CCU teams in the top three, and we've got the University of South Carolina Gamecocks up top. And actually, it's a funny story. I met the young gentleman, one of the two that's on that leading boat right now, during duck season. He was here pre-fishing. Me and Mike Brady were coming out of the river. We'd been back into an area duck hunting, and we were coming out, and he was starting to fish. And we talked to him for a while and actually got him in touch with the Bassmaster himself. You know, the Bassmaster being a big Gamecock man, we felt like he would,
certainly is.
And those two had been in conversation for about a month and a half until this weekend. They had to shut that off last weekend because of they can't get outside, you know, intel coming into the tournament. But this young gentleman won 2015 national championship in the college realms. So we got a great things happening. And
I was going to say, man, that South Carolina team has done well before.
Oh yeah, they won 2015
was
and
it, that
16.
That was out there in Arkansas or something.
They won this last year's national championship in Arkansas. Yeah, I think it was Arkansas 2016.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I was on the drive yesterday. Thank you, Pat, so much. And we talked about it. And the thing is, like, these guys all pretty much fund themselves to do this. You know, I'm sure they do some things and raise some money and get some donations,
some sponsorships, perhaps.
Right, because they're not per se a sport with the NCAA yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the schools, you know, pretty much they are a club organization.
It's more like an extracurricular activity.
Exactly.
It's not it's not whatever they call that.
Not a sanctioned sport.
Sanctioned, there you go. That's the word.
But, you know, like Mike Brady said, had they had fishing when he was in college, then he would still be in college right now.
Man, I'm looking at the big screen TV here in the studio, and they got the Myrtle Beach Marathon going on right now.
They look chilly.
Those folks look cold.
But I tell you what, I'm guessing if you're running, that's probably
that's going to help. Yeah, it'll generate some body heat. I tell you what, I wouldn't run like that unless I was like running to the boat to get on it to go fishing.
I was going
to
say, if you were running to the boat to go fishing, or
running to the bar at happy hour.
To the bar for a shot.
So I was going to say, every time you'll see my big butt running.
But the weigh-in today is this afternoon down in Georgetown. It's right downtown on Front Street. The guys will be coming through on the boats, and I'll tell you what, the Clemson boat is probably the prettiest boat that I've seen of all those boats yet, and I hate to say that because, I mean, I'm not trying to be one-sided here. I mean, at all. I mean, you know, I'm a Clemson fan, but it is.
You're a Clemson fan, really?
Yeah.
Man, who would have known?
But it is a beautiful boat, but unfortunately those young gentlemen are having a little bit of trouble right now catching fish, but hopefully they'll have a great day today. But John Duarte is from Conway, and he's on the Coastal Carolina team. He's in second place. But I'm looking to see, and I'm watching today that he'll make a big move.
You think so, huh?
He's only
today is the day.
He'll make a big move today. He's, you know, I mean, this is his local waters.
Yeah.
And, you know, this young man, and again, if you go to his Facebook page, you can see all the things he's accomplished in the last couple of years. But he knows what he's doing, and he's been saving some spots for today. He even said that to a guy that was blocked. I guess Bassmaster sends a guy around in a boat for these kids, and so they don't have cameras out there during this. And they ask them questions while they're fishing, and he said he's trying to save a couple great spots for today. So we'll see. They moved back yesterday. You know, they had the lead. They moved back a little bit, but they're still well within striking distance. And you know, with this cold front, that his local knowledge might really pull it out for him.
Yeah, that might have this little snap in the temperature, you know, might change things a little bit. It's hard to tell. You know, I was fishing last week, and I was absolutely amazed. You know, I wasn't fishing freshwater, I was fishing in salt, but I found water temperatures that were 64 degrees, and that's like April.
Yep.
That's like mid-April. I mean, that's, so I don't know if this little quick snap's really even going to change that a whole lot. I don't think it's going to be around long enough.
I don't think it is either, but, you know, last Saturday, I fished the Salt League. You know, it was since...
That's right. You were with our good buddy, the Denny's.
I was with Jackson Denny and Bowman Davis, and I'll tell you what, we had a great time. Well, first of all, we had a great time. How do you not have a great time with those two kids? They're awesome, very enthusiastic fishermen from Carolina Forest. And we had a great time, but we went into a couple different creeks, and we started out at the front of one. Water temperature was 61 or 62,
mm-hmm.
and we worked our way back. When we got back to the back, to the shallow areas, water temperature was 65 and a half, 66. And, I mean, that's for this time of the year. And Tony's coming in later. We're going to talk to him about it. But for this time of the year, that's extremely warm, and it's way early for that
yeah,
to be happening.
I read an article the other day.
Coastal Angler Magazine?
No. Coastal Angler Magazine is not the only magazine I read. I read others. And I'm actually still one of these people who will read, like, newspapers, what? You know. I'm one of
good.
Yeah, I like
my
to
wife
read.
Appreciate
I'm a reader. But I read an article, I don't know, I guess it was maybe a month ago. These folks that study, like, weather patterns in relation, they're not meteorologists, but there's a name for these people. They study how they, you know, the seasonal weathers and the plants and animals reacts to it.
Right.
Like, we are a month ahead of what it should be right now in the Southeast, not throughout the entire United States of America, but in the Southeast, it even had a picture of the area that this was, they were talking about. It runs from, like, Texas all the way, you know, around the Southeast coast up, you know, up past us.
So it's pretty much we're in the we are it's a smaller area, but we're in it.
Right. It's like the whole Southeast United States is like about a month ahead of where it's supposed to be because of the temperature. You know, I've noticed, I don't know, you know, I think I mentioned that, you know, we've got baby ducks already in the pond behind my house.
Yep.
That's a little early.
Yep.
The trees are all blooming. Everything's early. So I tell you, it's going to make for an, and that's one of the things, you know, I always say it, man. That's one of the things I love about fishing, because you have to adapt and change and use your brains, man. It's like, to me, I compare it to chess. I always do that, you know. It's like you got to react to changes, you know, yeah. on the fly. You just got to be able to know that, you know, hey, this is what we're dealing with now. I got to do this. So it's going to make the fishing interesting.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I fished this week. I'll go ahead and say it. I fished Tuesday and Wednesday. Fished Tuesday in McClellanville for about 5 hours.
I love it down there.
Came back with my tail tucked between my legs, and went back down on Wednesday and went to the Wando River, to an area where I've done great growing up fishing down there with my uncle, and in recent years fishing down there with my uncle. And we got our tails kicked down there. And I'll tell you, everybody that I've talked to since we've been down there said that the patterns of the fish are like April, May patterns.
Right? Yeah.
Said they're not in the spots.
Man, next time you go down there, man, and you got a space for one more, let me know. I've always wanted to fish down. I've never fished down there.
Well, you might have to go with me one day this week. I might need a stand-in camera person.
Hey, you know me, man. I've experienced now. I can
You've
put that on my
before.
Resume, man.
You've done it before.
That's right. Just ask Barry Stokes at Fox Sports Outdoors.
Yep. That's who this is for. That's why I'm having to go to Charleston. And that's what's making it so tough. You know, with me, I like to go with seasoned guides.
Well,
my show.
Yes.
In my show, I have to be the seasoned guide.
Yes. You know, I would suggest this. We go, we bring the camera, we fish for a while with the camera, then we put the camera away.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I get a couple pennies saved up, I'll just let you know I have come to the decision that I am trading in the old camera case for a new one.
Is that right?
And everybody's like, what's camera case got to do with it? You know, that thing is god-awful yellow.
Looks it is.
Just like a banana.
Very yellow.
So it's the closest thing that I can figure. I'm trying to look for excuses, but cameras are bad luck anyway.
Yes, they are. They seem to be. Not every time now.
No, not every time.
Mm-mm.
No, not every time. But
yeah.
I like to look for excuses. Are you
Indeed. As fishermen, you know, like it or not, we have certain superstitions, and if we don't catch fish, of course, it's the camera's fault.
This is the camera's fault.
Indeed, every time.
Yep.
Or the microphone. You know, the couple times that we've done the radio show from the boat while we fished? which is actually a pretty horrible idea.
Came up, it's a horrible idea.
Horrible idea. Yesterday. Horrible. Yeah, I don't think we'll ever do that again.
No. It came up yesterday. Somebody said, so when's your next tournament that you're going to be when will you be doing another radio show from the boat in a tournament? And I was like, we will not be doing another radio show.
You'll probably never see that again.
Call-ins. Yeah. We might do call-ins. But we will not do a whole tournament or a two-hour radio show from the boat. Because
no.
Between me, you, and Tony, it was like, all right, you hold the phone. I want to fish. No, you hold the phone.
Well, the bad
fish.
Part was we were counting down the minutes, getting ready to go on air, and that's when we started catching fish. And, like, we don't even want to go in there. We all three had, like, caught a fish, like, real quick off the bat right before the show was supposed to go on the air. And we're like, man.
I don't want to go on
the air. Yeah. Well, at other times, we just sat there and have no.
Remember? Like, yeah. What, wasn't it the last segment we just never called back in?
Yeah, I think so. We're like, just go to national feed.
Who was working the mic then?
I forget, man. But, yeah, that's exactly what
we
did.
Like, oh, no, we're not calling
it. Get rid of just go to national.
Just go to national.
I think it's time for us to take a break, folks.
We'll take a break, pay some bills.
That's right. We'll be right back here on Southern Niggers Radio Show and 100.3 The Team.
Ah, my favorite time of the year. A fresh start for everything.
Ooh, that reminds me. I need to get everyone's holiday presents up and running at faster speeds. Johnny got a new computer, and there's Sarah's new tablet, Tom's smartphone.
Whoa, with so many new devices in your house, won't your internet be slow?
Now with HTC high-speed internet, you can choose from 4 speed options to upgrade to a faster speed that can handle all the new devices.
Sounds like upgrading could be expensive.
Actually, it's not. And with HTC high-speed internet, you get in-home Wi-Fi, installation, and 24/7 technical support, all for free with no hidden equipment fees.
Low prices and faster internet for the whole family? Sounds like a great fresh start. Wow, where can I sign up?
Learn more at htcinc.net or call 843-369-8960. Certain restrictions apply.
HTC, this is life. Connect with it.
The spring clearance event is underway at Island. Right now, save big on Jeep. A new Jeep Patriot or a new Jeep Renegade, your choice, only $16,888. Or how about a new Dodge Journey for only $16,990? Or a new Ram truck for just $197 a month? Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. See the full selection at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in. And I tell you what, last week I had the unique experience. I had called you. You were busy to go with me over to Sparks Toyota to take a ride in a pickup truck they had.
Right.
Patrick called me. It was a local trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
Gentleman brought in. And it's actually they had it on their Facebook page this week. They played a little game with it.
It's still going on, is it not?
The game?
I think.
Yeah, where you guess the mileage.
I haven't done it yet.
I'm going to tell you what. I drove the truck, and I drove it for about 45
minutes. So you know
the
mileage.
Oh, I know the mileage.
So you're
I'm actually not going to reveal the mileage, and I was going to just ruining the whole thing. But Patrick called me and said, I want you to come drive this thing and just tell me what you think. So I got in. He said, you know, drive it hard. Do whatever you want to. So I went down Carolina Forest Boulevard,
drove
around, turned around, came back, got on 501, drove out. Almost to Conway, turned around and came back. And I tell you what, I mean, the truck was immaculate on the inside. Immaculate on the outside.
For a 10-year-old truck.
For a 10-year-old truck, 2006. And so after I drove it, I went inside, all right, Pete, so what's the deal? I see you got the mileage covered. I can't see it, so that's got to be it. I mean, what's it got, 5 miles on it, 10 miles on it, you know? And he pulled the paper back. We went back and looked and pulled the paper back, and I was like, holy mackerel.
Yeah, you could go to their Facebook page, I think, is where you make your guess at, is it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, you can make a guess.
And, Sparks Toyota.
And get the video, watch the video
Facebook
on
page.
It. And they go through the whole truck and show you the inside. The thing was immaculate. But the point he was trying to make is like, and they're going to have that truck on display in the showroom, and you need to go over and check it out. But what he was trying to say was, because he and I had had a conversation about my Tundra that I had, you know, I was at, you know, 145,000 miles, and, you know, a lot of us go, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, the point we were trying to make was that if you take care of your truck and get your services done, your scheduled services, and do things like this, this truck has... It has high mileage. I'm just going to say that. Okay, duh, that's the thing. Okay, it's got high mileage.
All right.
High, extremely.
And high is almost very subjective, so that's not telling you anything.
It's not telling you anything. But it has the original transmission and the original power head in it.
Wow.
And, you know, with scheduled maintenance and taking care of your vehicles like this, you can get that out of it. You know, in particular, our Toyota products, obviously. And if you look at the fact of the amount of value that they hold through the years, you know, guess what this gentleman traded in for? I bet you can't guess. What do you think he traded in for?
I have no clue.
Another Tacoma.
Another Tacoma.
He traded in for another Tacoma. Of course. Of course he did. But you got to check it out. Go to Sparks Toyota on Facebook or stop by over there. Go by and see it. Tell them you want to check it out. They got a bunch of great Tundras, and you might end up being like our good buddy Mike Brady, who went over with me to get a new light bulb and drove off with a new Tundra.
That is what happens, man. You know, you could go to, you could just, you know, you go to a car dealership. Next thing you know, you got a car whether you want one or not.
That's right. Well, when we pulled over there that day, I went to get a replacement fitting for my light bulb, my headlight. And Mike was like, you know, my truck's in the shop and I'm so over this and blah, blah, blah. Put, you know, X amount into it in the last 8 weeks. I'm tired. And we called one of my buddies, a salesman, back, and I said, take Mike out there and show him some stuff. They went out there to look. 30 minutes later, here comes Mike back with a piece of paper. He's like, hey, all right, well, let's see what we can do with my truck, and it's a done deal.
Oh,
next day he goes to pick it up. He said, that was the most expensive $8 light bulb I have ever witnessed be purchased.
No kidding. But hey, that's a nice truck he's got, man.
It is.
I love the
color.
We
can't get him out of it. You know, the joke is it's going to have 20,000 miles on the truck and 200,000 miles on the seats.
Because he just sits in it, huh?
We love sitting in it. We love sitting in it, I tell you what. We do. We love sitting in it. But, hey, you need to get over to Dead Dog Saloon. I tell you what, we want to give a big shout-out to our good friends at Dead Dog Saloon. You know they do breakfast, right, people?
Yeah, man.
You know they do breakfast 7 days a week. Get over there, enjoy the great breakfast, and make sure you mention the Breakfast Club. Get in the Breakfast Club. But also, they have live music 7 days a week for all you that are out there looking for a great happy hour. And remember, St. Patrick's Day on Friday the 17th, they've got the all-you-can-eat Irish food galore and Paul Grimshaw band playing. It's a great time. Come out and enjoy the Dead Dog Saloon on the waterfront. Remember, if you're out in the boat, you can come up to the dock. Newly dredged Merle's Inlet.
Yep, you don't have to worry about your boat sitting
in the
mud. You
get your big boat in there now.
Yeah, man.
Be able to get your big boat in there. But stop by and see our good friends at the Dead Dog Saloon and tell them we sent you.
Have they finished that area already with the dredging?
They are. They've gotten down past them, and I think they're starting to put the docks back together.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be doing a remote from there probably sometime it's hard to say early spring.
Yeah.
You know, early spring in my eyes is always like late March. But, yeah, we're going to be doing sometime a show there late March, early April, sometime a remote. But we also got to talk about our spring fling that we're doing.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of things to talk about, and that's definitely one of them, man. That's a big thing, man, coming up quick.
coming up March 18th. That's Saturday, March 18th. All the information is on our Facebook page. But at Marshall's Marine in Georgetown, the Spring Fling. We're going to be there. It's actually going to be, it's as close that we can figure to be in our third anniversary. It's as close as we can figure.
Very close.
So it's going to be our third anniversary show. We're going to
That is our third anniversary show. Yeah, because we started on March 15th 3 years ago.
3 years ago, Eric.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah, man.
Almost. Yeah. But I tell you what, we got a great lineup of speakers. And here's the other thing. It's free. Free.
Yeah.
No, $10, $20. It's free.
Totally free.
Totally free. And we're feeding you lunch. And we're not just feeding you lunch.
Free.
We're feeding you fish.
Yeah.
I mean, fish cooked by the Rusty Hook Fishing Club. Our good buddies are donating fish and their time. They're going to come down and cook it. But it starts at 9 o'clock. The seminars will start at 9:15 probably. And we're going to have Captain Jason Burton, Captain Jay Bache, Captain Fred Rourke, Captain Randall Robinson. Randall and Robert Strickland of Crazy Sister are probably two of the best bottom fishermen around. And, you know, a lot of guys do seminars on trolling, and they'll talk a little bit about bottom fishing, but these guys are going to, they are going to spend an hour talking about bottom fishing. If you want to learn some of the best tips on bottom fishing, this is where you want to be. Come down. Marshall's Marine is going to have a great staff on hand to talk to you about any boats they've got in the house there or anything you're interested in they don't have there. But going to be a great time on March 18th. It starts at 9. We're going to be out of there hopefully by 1:30, but we're going to feed you lunch. We're going to all sit around for an hour and talk fishing and eat some good fish and everything else. And then, again, great seminars, and it's free.
And that is at Marshall's Marine
of
in
Georgetown. And we will talk about it again next week, and mm-hmm. we will be there the following week. And, again, make sure you put that on your schedule. March 18th is free. Now, here's what you have to do. Because we're feeding people, we need to get a head count before. We are doing it reserve. We're doing 70 seats right now. We're trying to knock it off at 70 seats. I've got 32 people reserved right now. If you go to Southern Anglers Radio Show Facebook page, the information is on there. You can find out how to reserve your seat today, and that is easy. Contact me, and I'll get you on the list, and we'll get you reserved, and come down. Bring your buddies. If you're not here at the beach, make sure you come down for that weekend. Have a good time, and we're, like I said, we're going to spend the morning over there talking fish and having good times.
Can't wait.
Yep, me neither. All right, what else we got going on?
Man, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Sheesh. Hey, we got to remind the folks, man, we're giving away some stuff today, too.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away a $25 Dead Dog Saloon gift certificate.
Indeed we are, man.
And we're giving away a $30 Half Shell gift certificate.
That, like always?
As always. We got two questions of the week that'll be coming up here shortly. We're going to split them apart, and you can win one prize a week.
Can't win both.
You can win
one. You hear that, James? Fishhead James?
Fishhead James is probably, like, so excited.
I guarantee he's got his own speed dial, man.
I can't believe he hasn't texted me.
He texted me.
He just texted me. I got you, buddy.
Yeah, he's already reserved his seminar seats.
Yep. And I appreciate the invite to go fishing last week. I've just been busy, buddy. I think he contacted you, too, didn't he?
I believe he did.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. But what else we got to do? You and I got, I mean, dude, we're going to have a blast. That's the 25th, right? Or 24th.
At the CCA banquet?
Yeah, man.
The CCA's Walk 'Em All Chapter Banquet. We've been doing this for a while now. And they've got the CCA Walk 'Em All Chapter celebrating conservation.
Yep, and food and alcohol and other stuff.
Yeah, man. And we've got that on March 24th. That's a Friday night.
Down at the Sunnyside Plantation, yep, which is right across. If you take 707 mm-hmm. into Merle's Inlet, where it dead ends, you're there.
Where it hits Merle's Inlet or Business 17 or whatever they call that down through there.
You can't miss it. You'll see all the cars parked in the middle of the woods.
It's straight across from Prosser's.
Yep. You can't miss it. But great time. And, you know, if you've got some things you want or need or a trip you're looking at possibly buying, you can come over here and see some of these auction items. You can get some incredible deals. If you get lucky. You can get lucky.
Yeah, bring your checkbook because they do auction off some incredible stuff there. And the food's always great. And I tell you what, you're running into fishermen from all over. it's almost like a, that's almost like a seminar in itself.
It is almost like a seminar. It's a great time. Last year was when we enjoyed it with Fred and
yeah, that's right.
Last year we enjoyed it with
Fred and Haley.
And I'm gonna tell you what, we had a great time. Fish Fred was there.
Lee
Rowland. Oh boy, Lee Rowland was rolling, wasn't he?
He was. Jordan Pate.
Jordan? Yep. Oh yeah, that was a great time.
Yeah, we remember we ranked everybody by order of drunkenness.
Yeah. Lee was at the top.
I think he was second.
Who was first?
No, not me, man.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
I remember somebody not wanting to leave, though.
But it was shocking.
I do remember somebody.
It was surprising.
I do remember somebody not wanting to leave.
I was like fourth, I think. I was down there just a little bit, man. But I tell you what, when they're pouring, that's like top shelf stuff they pour, man. It's not like you're, you know, they're not pouring Smirnoff or anything, man. They go all out.
Oh, boy. It's been a great time every year. My brother's using that fire pit he won 2 years ago. Remember that? He won that thing in the raffle. That thing's worth like $800-$900.
I have never won anything there yet.
I won a beach tent. I won one of those tents.
Oh yeah.
You know, to pop up.
Well, those are cool. Yeah.
Well, you can't put them on the beach anymore, but that's what they are.
Well, you can't put them on the beach in
Horry County.
In Horry?
Yeah.
In all of Horry County, or
I don't know.
I thought just Myrtle Beach city limits did that.
I don't know. You ain't got to worry about me being on the beach there anyway.
Yeah. I wouldn't
have to worry about me. You'll never.
I don't get up that way very often.
Never see this beached whale body on the beach in Myrtle.
Well, the way I see it, you know, there's some places that we have to kind of leave for the tourists.
That's right.
You know, give them some space.
We'll give them some space.
Uh huh. And that's one of the places. I couldn't even tell you the last time I was up there. I think right after they finished the boardwalk. Wife and I went up there and just to check the boardwalk out and walk up and down that, which I was found to be incredibly impressive.
One day I had to take a detour and came down the boulevard or whatever. And I mean, it's just amazing how it's grown down there. I love living on the south end. Mm-hmm. And I know you're close to us now. You're closer.
A little bit. But I've always, ever since I've been down here, I've always lived sort of on the south end, you know, like between, you know, near Surfside. And I like it down here too.
Oh, it's way way better down here on the end. I mean, it's just too crazy up there.
Indeed.
But
it's crazy no matter where you go these days. Let me tell you.
I gotta give a shout out to my good friend Mr. Buddy Hucks. He just sent me a text message.
Is that right?
Him and Julian are in. Yep. You know, Buddy. We talk about
him.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the most prolific. He loved that word when I said it.
Prolific.
One of the most prolific king mackerel fishermen.
Yeah, he's your ringer. Region. Every time there's a king mackerel tournament, you seem to be with that guy. He's like your ringer.
No. Well, he don't win money when I'm on the boat. I mean, he can vouch for that. No, but he does great. He does great. They came out. I mean, this year I can't even remember how many they. I think they won one, finished second, maybe had a third or something. But they've done great. They've got back, and they fish with some kids on the boat too. And that's you know, that's the biggest part of it. Get those guys out there and. Get them enjoying the resources.
Well, he's about to get busy, isn't he? That the king mackerel season's kicking off, is it not?
It will be kicking off
very
shortly.
Real quick, yeah.
I've noticed some new tournaments coming this year.
Yeah, I did too. I got an email from one this week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you get?
I'd have to look at it again.
I've got so many.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they really this many king tournaments?
Mm-hmm.
I'll fish them in my new 23 bay boat when it gets here.
Yeah, those are big time, man, those king tournaments.
You can make a lot of money.
You can make a lot of money. You can spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
One or the other.
See, Team Sparks Toyota, we were smart.
Mm-hmm.
We won that big fat check up there at the U.S. Open and then quit.
Quit while you're at, man. I agree with that, man. That's the it's called like gambling, man.
We retired.
Yeah, you get that big chip in your pocket. Walk away.
Yep, we retired.
Speaking of walk away, we got to take a break.
Let's pay some bills.
Like
thank you guys
segue,
for listening.
Huh? All right, folks, we'll be right back here on the Southern Anchors Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Dresses and Junior's prom dresses. Take an extra 30 to 40% off clearance handbags, including designer. Select fine jewelry. Now 50 to 75% off. Take 60% off suit separate, dress shirts, pants, and more. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on blenders, juicers, food processors, and more. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings are free. Lines at price. Exclusions apply.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home, Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras, and you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde. Technology that saves lives.
I got a sweet deal for you. Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, a $60 certificate for $30. Goes on sale this Friday at 9. Log on to TeamMyrtleBeach.com and click on Sweet Deals. A $60 gift certificate to Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery for $30.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks Preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat, Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Inshore, offshore, captain, even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fish Heads, a really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And I'll tell you what, you know, not only is there the Dead Dog Saloon down on the Marsh Walk, you got to stop all but their new concept. The New England style lobster house is next door. The Claw House.
I like the Claw House.
Oh, I love the Claw House.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and I have been going there and eating a good bit lately, and I'll tell you what, if I could stay away from those crab legs, I'd be fine. But they are too good to turn down when you're in there. I flipped that menu and tried to go to the crab stack, and it's good. The lobster roll is incredible. But they've also got an incredible happy hour, and that's located right on the Marsh Walk, right down next to Dead Dog Saloon, and they'll have entertainment 7 nights a week as well.
Yeah. Hey, we should remind the listeners, man, that the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line is open.
What's that phone number?
What is that number? I got it wrote down, dude. You can just roll it out. You can roll it right off the top of your head, man.
843-652-3776, or you can call us at 843-652-3776.
You said that fast. I don't think some of those folks out there, you know, what was it? How many times did I say that one day?
652-3776.
Give us a fish report.
Give us a fishing report.
Are you going? Are you going to?
Or call in and reserve a seat for the spring fling at Marshall.
Hey, that's a good idea, man. We'll take seats for that. You definitely got to stay tuned because we're going to be giving away. We got to ask our first question will be, let's say, after this next segment.
I agree. First
yes.
question after this segment.
We'll give away one of our gift cards. Probably we'll do the Dead Dog one.
Let's do it.
Let's do the Dead Dog one after this segment, folks. So stay tuned. After
this segment, we'll have a good question.
We'll make it an easy one.
You know, let's go backwards a little bit. You know, we're talking about CCA and talking about the fundraiser over there. And, you know, a lot of people think CCA is kind of like a Ducks Unlimited. You don't get to see much fruit from the labor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. In the last couple weeks, if you've been paying any attention to Greg Holzhauser's articles, to most of the social media world.
That's right.
You will see that bill that is passing five Bill 5112, is that right? 5226, whatever it is. The flounder legislation.
Yeah. Well, and they added, they made a little change to that.
They made some changes.
They put a rider on it, I guess they call them, or whatever they do it.
They put
whatever
a 10 fish max per person.
They reduced it by 5.
By 5. And they reduced the boat limit by 10.
Right.
To 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this much. As much as Mike Brady and I and all of us would love to take all the credit for everything, this is the continuation of the bill that they introduced last spring, CCA. Yeah. And I tell you what, we did a great job of making awareness of it. And Mike, you know, with the 515 thing, had brought such a arsenal of great people behind it and got the information out there to the right people. And, you know, Representative Hewitt and his other representative friends that helped get this bill out there, he reached out to Mike. We all helped get this going. And I got a text yesterday from Fred Rourke, who said it was on the Senate floor.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's gonna pass here
that
soon.
That's right. Apparently, it'll have to be read three times because of the way it was written. It'll have to be read three times on the Senate floor, and then they'll vote on it.
Right, and then when that happens, you know, folks, it's a pretty small change. 15 inches instead of 14 inch, which I couldn't agree more because, I mean, I wrote about it in my editorial.
Anyway.
Yeah. I have a personal limit because I'm not gonna eat a fish that I'm only getting tiny little. I don't want to get a fish finger, you know, like a chicken strip. You know, I don't want to get a fish strip off of a. I'm not going to take a fish's life to get a sandwich.
Well, oh, here we go.
Whoa, that's a big one. We got a big one on the line.
Yeah, we do. We have Larry on the line.
All right.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Hope you are.
I am. I love listening to y'all's show, man. It's a great show.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much, Larry. Hey, Larry, are you going to be able to join us on the 18th? Down at Marshall's Marine?
No, I'm going to be working. But I got a question for you. I've lived here my entire life. We usually don't start fishing much offshore until, you know, in April, beginning of May. I got a bunch of buddies of mine who are talking about going next week or the week after. This time of year, man, I love fishing BP-25 or Bill Perry and Belky Bear, and we go to the Georgetown Hole. But never gone out this early in the year. What do you think would be a good area to fish?
All right. Well, if you can get some good weather, I'll go ahead and tell you. Your last area that you mentioned. If you've got the boat to do it, the Georgetown Hole, and in particular, the mile and a half to 2 miles north of there, that's got a great contour change, got a bunch of big ledges and things. It is covered up with wahoo right now.
Okay, because I mean, we got a 38 foot
pursuit. I'd say you got plenty of boat, my friend. But I would definitely try to get out there. And you know, the other thing is a lot of guys have been doing this high speed trolling. I don't know if you're familiar with it. If you Google it, you can learn it quick. But the the high speed trolling is turning into a very, very productive way to wahoo fish, and you cover a lot of ground. You know, this time of the year, you're not going to go out there and find those schools of, you know, catching 30, 40 dolphin. It's not going to happen, but if you get in the right areas and find some good areas, you know, some good ledges that are holding some bait, the wahoo can be stacked up in there really good. And make sure you got plenty of red and black skirts out.
Red and black.
Red and black. Make sure you got plenty of stuff with red and black on it out.
Yeah, the only thing that scares me this time of year is the weather can get so squirrely you can get some big seas in it before you're allowed to come back in.
Well, Kenny can speak from experience. On this time of the year, that trip in, you're right, that trip back, you know, it can be a calm morning. You can get out there, but that wind picks up in the afternoon. That ride back can be pretty
sporty,
to say the least. but I tell you what, if you don't get weather that you want to go that far, you know, you mentioned the Belky Bear areas, the BP-25, the black sea bass that guys are catching right now in that 50, 60, 70 foot of water are incredibly huge, and they're catching a lot of Vermilion snappers. So, you know, bottom fishing wise, you probably have a great trip out there, even in those areas. But if you get some good weather, I'll tell you what, grab 3 bags of Ballyhoo and head out to the Georgetown hole and fish north of it, that 1 to 2 miles north. You've got some great ledges, live bottoms in there, and stay up in that 220, 250 foot of water. Work your way out. If you're not doing much, go out a little bit deeper, but look for bait. If you're marking bait, make sure you fish that area.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you. Have
Larry,
a good
thanks for calling, man. Good luck out there.
Good man.
That's right, a good question, man.
That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
And he's right, because a lot of people think in their minds, okay, offshore fishing, yes, we know. Late April, May, it's awesome. And you're spending a lot of gas to go out there. You're spending a lot of time getting the boat ready. You're spending a lot of time getting tackle ready to go out there. You want to go out there and catch as many fish as you can, which, you know, you got the dolphin out there mostly. You've got tuna, and you'll have some wahoo in May and into early June. But I tell you what, if you get out there right now on a calm day, you can load up on wahoo this time of the year. Fish those good areas with a lot of bait. You mark a lot of bait, you're going to catch a lot of wahoo.
Indeed. You know, my suggestion, if it had just been me on the show, I'd have said stalk Captain Dan and just follow him.
Follow Captain Dan.
Look
where the boat, carry on.
I'm sorry, Captain Dan, but you know, you're the best daggone wahoo
guy. Or the
guy.
Big blue hydrosport.
Well, there's other good wahoo guys.
Or the big blue hydrosport.
Yes, yeah, that too.
The big blue hydrosport.
Yeah, Captain Jay, who is the Fish Photo of the Month winner this month.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
He deserves it. With one of the sheep's head.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I'll tell you what, he kind of dominated the brag board too, man. He was loading me up. My phone was like a ding, 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 just with picture after picture of text that he was sending me. You know, he was sending me tons of photos. But he I think he put 3 on the brag board as well. Yeah.
Look at there.
Boom and boom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's been having some incredibly good luck. But
oh
yeah.
Boy, he got brownie points with the old lady there.
Captain Sean, he's another good wahoo guy. There are a few
Sean
good ones out there, man.
Yep.
But I don't know if Larry's a wahoo fisherman or not, but or if he just likes to get out there and troll for tuna whatever.
I'm not gonna, it's not much different. I mean, you're going to get out there and troll. Captain Dan doesn't high-speed troll.
No, he doesn't.
We talked about it. He does not high-speed troll.
At least not yet.
But this time of the year, if you get out there and you're patient enough, you can catch fish. You can catch fish. You look for bait, find bait, marking bait, stay on it, and fish it.
That's right.
They got to feed on something, and they're going to feed on whatever bait they can. You know, the flying fish are few and far between out there this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
So they're looking for anything they can eat. On those top of those ledges and everything else is going to be loaded up with bait.
Hey, I tell you what, it's time to take a break.
Let's
again.
Let's take a break.
And we get back, we'll finish talking about this flounder, Bill.
Okay.
We didn't get to really finish covering all that, because that's something people's going to have to be aware of. And we still got to mention that cobia thing again, because I know there's a lot of I don't know what to call it, controversy or Unwillingness to accept.
That is exactly the way to put it.
Indeed. All right, folks. We'll be right back here on Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com. Today.
It's Macy's One Day Sale. Saturday, save 20% on social dresses and Junior's prom dresses. Take an extra 30 to 40% off clearance handbags, including designer select fine jewelry. Now 50 to 75% off. Take 60% off suit separate, dress shirts, pants, and more. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on blenders, juicers, food processors, and more. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and set price. Exclusions apply. One day.
We at Cumulus Broadcasting know you're looking to hire great employees. Not finding the right fit for your company through the traditional brick and mortar job fairs? Tired of sitting for 5 hours at a booth, wasting your time and resources only to find unemployed or better yet, unemployable candidates? Then join us at Cumulus for the drive-thru job fair, Monday, March the 20th at one of our two locations, Walmart at Seaboard Street or Walmart at King Street Road from 10 to 3. Why a drive-thru job fair? Simple. No manpower needed. Reach the right people.
people who are already working but don't have time to take off or risk being seen at a job fair. It's easy for your company to be a part of this unique event. Call 843-357-8680. That's 843-357-8680. One of our recruitment specialists will walk you through this easy two-step process. As far as your next great employee, all they will need to do is drive through, pick up a Better Your Life job fair packet filled with great job opportunities. Call now, 843-357-8680.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fish Heads, we're back. Kind of sleeping at the wheel there for a second.
Yeah.
I saw Eric in there giving us the old. He looked like he was doing jumping jacks, trying to get my attention.
And we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in. And I'll tell you what, I've got a great...
Tell us what.
This is our great question for our Dead Dog Saloon question of the week, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready for this, folks? How many pounds of seafood per capita do Americans eat each year?
Each American or total
American.
Pounds? Or each
How
American?
How many pounds of seafood per capita Americans eat each year? How many do you eat? How many pounds do I eat?
Is it the total of all Americans pounds? Or each American? What the average? Each, American. Each person eats. Okay.
Per capita means each.
Okay, per capita. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How many pounds each American eats per year? 843-652-3776. You're going to get a chance to go eat some of your capita.
I know that you know.
You can go eat some of your quota.
You know the answer. Eric doesn't know the answer.
I'm going to tell him right now.
Here, I could write it down and hold it up. But.
All right, keep going.
He's got it? All right. I'm going to guess, man, because I don't know what it is. I'm going to guess, like, I don't know, 18 pounds maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, you're right. That is a good question.
That's a great question.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Yes. You know what I would like to know, but that's just my brain, the way my brain works. I like to know how much of that's domestic and how much of that's imported.
Imported. Yep.
Let's break it down. No.
Break it down. All right, folks. 843-652-3776.
Somebody already knew the number, man. Before you even read the number, Eric got the phone in his hand up there. I tell you what. Why do we keep saying that? We've been saying I tell you what a lot. I tell you what.
I tell you what.
I tell you what. But
I will tell you what. That's
when we're giving away something, we say, hey, the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line's open. Call us for some, you know.
Free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff. The phone rings off the hook.
Yep.
Remember our Christmas show?
Oh, boy, that was crazy.
Man, wasn't that, though? We gave away, $1,000 worth of stuff that day.
When we walked out that day, Eric was drinking Gatorade and had, like, a towel over his neck. He was worn out from answering that
phone. You got that right, man.
Because I think the funniest thing is, you know, not funny. We love the guys that are listening via the Internet. I think you guys make up a large per capita of our listeners.
Per capita, yeah.
I think you make up a large number of our listeners, and unfortunately with these games, you know, they're getting them a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, so they're calling while we're during the break and giving answers to Eric, and he's like, oh, no, we've already answered it, you know, because they don't know. But we got to figure that out, how we can get them in on some games so that they have a chance to win.
Yeah. I guess this guy doesn't want to talk to us on the – I guess this guy must not want to talk to us on the air.
Yeah, just get their information, Eric.
So let's go back to the flounder thing.
All right, back to the flounder thing.
Now, here's what was I found to be odd was, you know, that was posted on Facebook that is in the Senate.
Right.
And a lot of people, it was surprising how many people were posting unfavorably. I saw one guy.
That would be kind.
What?
To say that they were just posting unfavorably?
Unfavorable responses to the idea of raising the limit by an, or raising the size limit by an inch and decreasing the daily cash limit. Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy said, you know, where's the science to support it? Well, the fact is they don't do flounder science studies. Like once every 15 years or something, they'll go out with their nets and, you know, they'll catch as many flounders as they can and they'll run it through those, you know, they'll extrapolate it through those giant algorithms and all that stuff and try to do a stock assessment. The fact is they just don't do stock assessments on flounder.
Right. And the other thing is, we've stated from our side,
mm-hmm,
when we came up with the 515 and we started, we started promoting it, that it is a proactive movement by, yes, fishermen that care. Well, we didn't say it is a proactive movement by a marine biologist that told, yeah, us that we got to take care of them.
Indeed, it was a grassroots thing from people like me, Mike Brady, you. I mean, I've only been here since 2000.
But I
started fishing like crap, and I've
noticed.
You're
an avid flounder fisher.
Indeed. Whoa, we do have somebody online.
We got to do this quick. We're going to get knocked out by the national.
No doubt. Yeah. Let's have him. Who we got, Eric?
Yes, we've got John Hulick on the line.
I knew it.
Mr. Hulick.
The winner.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Hey, John.
Hey, not only has he got this, but he's got a gift certificate to Pauly's Island Outdoors, too.
You've never gotten that?
I've got it in the truck now.
Oh, John, he's slacking on you over there, man. I know you want to go spend that money, don't you?
Hey, now you got two reasons to come down here.
Yeah, I mean, I could just, send you my address. You want to just mail it to me? I don't care.
No, well, here's the thing with the Dead Dog certificate. They'll get that. Mike over at Dead Dog will get that mailed to you. I'm going to send him over your. Did you get his address? John's address?
His phone number.
Okay, when he comes back to you, when you take him back, get his address from him. Okay?
They're going to mail to him or just?
Yeah,
can't,
they're going
to
mail it.
Okay.
They're going to mail him. Okay. Make that simple. They're going to mail him. That's the same thing I was supposed to do to his.
Well, that's a good arrangement.
Yeah. You know how many times I've ridden by Pauly's Island Outdoors?
I know, man.
Probably three.
I know.
Four, at least.
Hey, what happened to you guys? I thought you, like, escaped like El Chapo or something.
We tried. We tried. They dragged us back in, John.
We tried. They called us and lassoed us and brought us back in. But I tell you what, I told Kenny this morning, I was more nervous than our first show.
I mean, we get a couple weeks vacation,
it goes away.
Just a quick question. You already talked about the flounder, and I think I read up on the cobia and like that, but I was wondering sometime down the road, like one of your segments, you could do, answer some questions about all the different regulations, you know, federal, state, county, and pier on the sharks and how they come up with these weight totals and like that, because, I mean, it's confusing.
And I'll tell you what, I agree with you. And I'll tell, I talked to Chris Conklin, who is on the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council, and I'm going to try to get him in here,
right,
in the next couple weeks. He's going to Jekyll Island this weekend. They'll be there all this week, voting on some things and taking care of business. But in the next couple weeks, try and get him in here to explain the, ACLs, annual catch limits and things like that, where they're derived from. How they come up with the numbers that they think they feel are a sustainable number for the fishery. But that's a great question, John, and we definitely have to get somebody in on that. Kenny nor I are an expert. Now, Kenny, who now is on the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council as an advisor, possibly in the next couple months would learn more, but we'll see.
Yeah, I might have missed it, but you guys might talk today, but cobia is closed all year this year here?
As it stands right now.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
And it could get worse.
Okay, nice talking to you guys, and great show. Great
All right, John.
Thanks, John.
Hanging in there, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, go back to Eric. Eric's going to get your address. Don't go anywhere,
all right.
Okay?
Yep.
John's one of those guys I knew was going to win, man. John's a good caller, caller-inner. He does a great job. And I tell you what, man, I keep saying,
I'll tell you what.
There is so
Bill
much.
Bill Elliott, you're right.
There is a lot of things to talk about in fisheries management.
Yep.
And it's something very hard to do on the show, but Eric's giving us the double hand signal, which means we got to go to our station ID.
When we come back, we're going to have our new freshwater.
Your sports leader from Little River to Loras, Conway to Carolina Forest. We are WSCA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting Sports Radio, 100.3, The Team.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we're back, and now it is time for our freshwater fishing segment. And it's sponsored by Stalvey's Bait and Tackle at 1609 4th Avenue in Conway. Get to Stalvey's Bait and Tackle for all your fishing needs.
That's right. I tell you what, again, we've talked about them several times on the show, and Ronald is, you know, so willing to share information when you come in as a customer looking for anything. Ask Todd Vick. I mean, he has put Todd Vick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he makes Todd Vick look like a crappy fishing champion of the world now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, every week now, Todd's posting pictures of him and that beautiful young lady of his out there crappy fishing, and everybody's like, where's Todd fishing? What's he do? I said, if you want to know where he's fishing, stop over and see Ronald Stalvey, because Ronald told him where to go.
Yeah. I tell you, the freshwater fishing along the coast is excellent.
Yes, it is.
You know, we don't only, we, of course, we have a great ocean. We have great, you know, saltwater marshes and bays and things like that. If, you know, fish saltwater, but the freshwater fishing's big everywhere in the state of South Carolina. But we have excellent, excellent freshwater fishing here along the coast.
Yep. And we, and again, Ronald's going to be joining us here in just one second. We're getting him on the line to give us a report of what's going on. But, Tony, you want to grab the mic? We've got the Bassmasters in the house.
Yeah, he's been just sitting here all quiet.
He's
like,
been sitting here quiet, the swamp donkey. But see, you won't be able to hear Ronald when he comes on because you don't have a speaker headset on. But anyway, Tony can tell you right now, the freshwater, I mean, Tony, are you excited right now?
Being excited.
Uh-oh. Is your mic on?
Your mic on?
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is
now.
Yep, got it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
check,
got you.
Check.
Got you, buddy.
Yes, I'm excited, and everybody should be.
About what?
Fishing.
About fishing.
Fishing. Bass fishing in general. It's taken off. It is in full stride.
We got Ronald on? Oh, hang on.
I think he was still finishing up getting
poor
John.
Poor guy.
Maybe John had a long address.
Poor guy.
Yeah, like one of
all right,
really,
Ronald, don't go
really
anywhere.
Long addresses.
Hang on.
Almost like my email address is like huge and long, man.
I tell you, though, every time I'm in Conway, I stop over there and see Ronald. And just, I mean, if I'm not buying something, I'm just sitting there checking, talking to him and finding out what's going on. But, you know, the selection he has in there, when you walk in, it's like, what in the world? Where did this place come from? But Ronald's family's been there for a long time.
Generations.
Long time.
Yeah.
And I got to hang out with his granddad the other day and talk to him for a while.
Yeah, his granddad's cool, man.
Yeah.
Got I think to talk he, to him he for likes a while. To hang out there.
Hey, one thing you and I love about that bait store is it's got a bar attached to it.
Yes. I have not hit that up yet, though. Believe it or
what,
not,
though,
man.
Ronald feeds everybody like champions. He was
I know.
On the street.
They take good care
like
of folks.
Every night cooking fish.
I tell you what, why do I keep saying that? But
I'll tell you what.
The thing of it is.
Here's the scoop. But if you go there, what I like about that place is there's so many fishermen that just kind of hang there.
Yep.
You'll see their catches. You'll see them. You can get like, it's like a barber shop for bait and tackle shops.
Oh, yeah.
And all the good ones are like that. You know, Big Dave's is like that, and Stalvey's is like that, yep. Big time.
Is it Stalvey's or Stalvey's?
It's Stalvey's.
Stalvey's.
I've just been enjoying Stalvey's. Listening to you say that.
All right. Hey, we got, by the way, Mr. Stalvey himself right now on
the line. Hey, Ronald.
How we doing?
We doing good,
buddy.
Man. How's things up there in Conway?
It's good and chilly, but the fish are biting, and everybody's rocking and rolling, so it sure ain't slowed down the fishing none.
That's good, buddy. That's good. Well,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, we were mentioning earlier, I said Ronald will put you on fish and everything else, but what, you know, for the guy that's looking to do something in the freshwater right now, give us a report on what's going on out there.
Even though the water or the air has cooled down a lot, the water temperature is still pretty good. And the, we've been catching a lot of brim on crickets, a lot of brim lead lining still, bumping the bottom. Crappie's still been biting, jigs, beetle spins and crappie minnows. And, the bass fishermen, if you want to do any of that, bass been biting crawl fish kind of baits, brush hogs, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and jerkbaits. And the catfish have been biting frozen shad, frozen herring, live eels, and large shiners.
The,
whatever they wanted to go target.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. Which you helped Todd Bick out, and we mentioned him earlier, he's a good friend of ours, but
yeah.
You helped Todd Bick out a lot. If I'm coming in to see you, and I've gotten a lot of texts this weekend because my daughter and I caught some crappie last weekend, but I've gotten a lot of texts this week from people like, hey, where do I go crappie fishing?
Yep.
If a guy's coming into you, get a generalization of what to look for somewhere to target crappie right now, in the rivers over there. What do you want to look for an area that might be a real productive area for crappie?
Well, right now they're in lakes. Still a few deeper holes around brush piles, bridge pilings and stuff like that. When actually Todd came to me a couple months ago and asked me about around here where a place he could put in that local and some things to try, and I told him, and I mean, he really took off with it just because he's a great crappie fisherman to start with, but I mean, he's been wearing them out in these people's backyards that live right here in Conway, and you know, they go and they might catch a few, but the key is his patience.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got those figured out, that's for sure. Right. He made the brag board in Coastal Angler Magazine again, Ronald.
That's right.
That big giant slabs.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what are your hours over there at the store so we can let the listeners know?
5:45 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, and during the week, Monday through Saturday, I close at 7 a.m., and then on Sunday, I close at 11, just because I got to get me a little fishing time with somebody.
I was getting ready to say, you know, for those that don't know, don't let the man fool you. He might be a freshwater expert, but this guy has learned in some salt water and figured it out.
I've been kind of figuring it out pretty good.
You have indeed, and that's the hard part about being a bait shop owner, getting their fishing time in.
That's right. But you still love keeping everybody happy and making them go fishing. And I tell everybody, I said, you just let me know when you get the mess of fish and bring them on by or have the taters and onions waiting on you.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm all about taking pictures and getting people's pictures out there and just stuff like that. I know they appreciate it.
All right. So
brag about what they catch and whatnot.
So I know you've been keeping up with the Bassmasters College tournament, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's your guesstimate on what happens today?
Well, what happens today, my buddy John Daughtry, however you say his last name, I've known him quite a few years now. He was the one leading on day one,
right,
with the 15-pound something biggest fish. He still got the biggest fish of the tournament and the biggest sack. And then Jonathan Kelly, that moved up to second yesterday. I've gotten to know him here recently since I've had the store and stuff. And both of those guys are very great fishermen. Go to Coastal. I back them 100% and hope one of the two of them do good. Even though South Carolina's in the lead, I mean, those guys have been on consecutive fish, 13 pounds something back-to-back days. So they're bringing in their own solid fish. So it's going to be good to see how today plays out. I figured the cold front yesterday would have kind of messed them up, but it really didn't. It actually made the fish bite a little better. A lot of the teams I've seen weighed in a little better fish yesterday, but today is going to tell the tale. I know everybody's going to go for a gamble, and that's going to either make it or break it.
That's right. That's what I was figuring. You know, they interviewed John yesterday, and like I mentioned earlier, he said he was saving some great spots for today.
Yeah, he is. Me and John talked last night, and I was like, I know you're sitting in third, and Jonathan Kelly's ahead of you, just by like a few ounces. I was like, and then I had to leave some stuff out for him last night at the store, because I went and eat with my mother last night, but it was going to be a little late getting by here, but I left him some stuff out. And and all that good stuff. He's like, I'm going to try this, this, and this. And I was like, well, I hope you're the best, buddy.
Well, that's good.
Well, pull it together.
I'll tell you what, you know, I'm a Clemson Tiger fan, but I'll be honest with you. I'm pulling hard for those three teams that are up top. As long as one of those three holds on to it.
I am. And definitely since we got in the top three, two of the Coastal guys are very great fishermen. I mean, they've definitely made their name for themselves around here. And actually me and John have fished together before, quite a few times. And he's a very phenomenal fisherman. And all these great things I hear about Jonathan Kelly too. He's a great fisherman too. So, he's in the same bass club I am now. And then a lot of other buddies of mine that fish with Jonathan and, you know, they're all around, all great guys too. Good to socialize with and get along with and all that good stuff.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, yes, I tell you what, we appreciate you sharing everything with us this week, and we look forward to having you on in the weeks to come. And again, folks, if you're looking for some good freshwater tips, some good freshwater tackle, some great live bait, including mud minnows now he's carrying.
Yeah, I've had so many guys in Conway beg me. In the Carolina Forest area, all the guys at Conway National Bank, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go have to head and break the bank and get set up for it. And I mean, it's actually been rolling pretty good. We're just getting out fast. Out with these guys going to Georgetown or Little River that live right here in Conway versus having to go to the inlet or where else for mudmen. As you know, they can come by here and make things accessible if they're going a little bit different route.
Perfect. And your location's excellent right there, too. Folks, if you haven't been to Scalpers Bait and Tackle, Stalvey's.
We
were talking about the pronunciation of the name, Ronald.
Stalvey's. You can call it whatever, but yeah, Stalvey's.
But it's a great location. It's an incredible shop, folks. If you haven't been there, get there. Learn something. Stuff you need to go out and have a great day. Ronald,
and
thanks for
that. You can just sit around here and tell fishing stories all day.
Yeah, that's the part I like the best because, you know, I'm a bit of a storyteller.
Yes, sir.
I never let the truth stand in the way of a good story.
That's right.
Thank you, Ronald. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, y'all. Good luck to y'all now. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
See you, Ronald.
Yep. There we go.
Ah, terrific. Terrific interview there with Ronald.
Yep. Nice to finally get him on. Nice to have him on and talk. And I'm telling you what, you're missing out. Stop in there. The man shares info. It's his business. Like I've always said with Big Dave, these guys want you to catch fish because they want you to come back.
They do. Yep.
And for you to catch fish, they got to tell you where to go.
I'll tell you, Stalvey's truly has become a little bit of a community gathering spot out there.
We'll get him saying it right.
I don't know why. That's the way it rolls out the tongue, rolls off the tongue. So you know what I'd like to know? There's a lot of bass fishermen around here, as we know. We've been doing a lot of it here lately. You more than me, but I've been doing it. And this is a good question for Tony. I mean, what are these fellas going to be looking for bass like right now? Shallow water, deep water holes?
Shallow water. Moving into the spawning areas, getting ready to get it on. The water temperature's there. This little bit of cool snap right here, it's not going to affect them a whole lot. It's going to stun them back just a little bit, but it's just
It's going to last long enough to have an effect on the water, or you think it's a barometric pressure thing?
I think right now they'll probably be fighting the high pressure, high bluebird skies, but the other side of the coin is that the fish has already moved up. They're ready. They're staging. So it will group some fish up for them, and they find that one area they can. It's not very often that you find groups of fish in our rivers, but right now is the one time you can do it. It's just all the conditions.
I
want to
ask a dumb question.
There's no such thing.
I want to ask a dumb question, Tony.
Unless I'll stand corrected here in a second.
I might give you a dumb answer.
Who makes the bed? Does the female make the bed?
The male.
That's how it attracts the female. The male with the best bed is the one the female will go over and drop her eggs in.
Well, let me tell you something. Two of the male fish that we caught last weekend were beat to death on one side, and it was told to me that comes from them rubbing against them or laying, trying to make the bed, that a lot of times that can be what it's from?
Yes. Yeah, they will beat themselves up, and it depends on a lot on where they're bedding. Some fish like to bed up against a log, anything that breaks the water. They have to have stagnant water conditions to be able to bed, or else their eggs get washed downstream. So that you have multiple places they'll get in the marsh and they'll find little pockets, and you'll see them get beat up a lot. And later you'll see the females, once they get up there, the moon gets right and everything, you'll see they'll rub their self against logs and stumps and stuff to try to get the eggs to come out.
I saw it with Tony. probably six, seven pound bass upside down. She was rubbing against a log trying to get them out.
Uh-huh.
And Tony casted that thing 200 times trying to catch her, and she wouldn't even.
Not interested.
It. Literally in 6 inches of water.
Wow.
Now, we got to take a break, don't we?
No, not yet, man. We got about a minute and a half.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, that was just awesome to watch. But the reason I was asking was because those two males bass were just on one side, on one side of each fish. It was almost in the same spot to where they were just had rubbed like a raw area on their side.
You'll see they'll knock their scales off. Their fins, their bottom fins, their tail fin will be red, like it's got a lot of blood in it, and it's just them trying to work and fan out beds, and they move in ahead of the females. The females just sit back and, you know.
I used to be a fish keeper. I kept fish, a tropical fish tank for years and years and years. And one of my hobbies, man, I had like 5 fish tanks in my house. And I did, man. A couple of them were just for breeding feeder fish. But anyhow, I kept cichlids, and cichlids from South America have the same behavior as bass here. And I'd get up in the morning, and the males would have dug all the gravel out of the bottom of the tank to make its bed, you know, when it was that time. And it kind of sucked because, all the plants and stuff, them were tough little fish just like bass. And, he would clean out a spot and guard it, you know, and try to get the females to come over to him.
Come on over. Yeah.
Got your house.
That makes sense. But, you know, when we come back, I know we're running out of time. When we come back, I want to talk to Tony about what particular, you know, area, what particular bait these kids are probably fishing with. You know, what these teams are fishing with right now this time of the year. He's already talked about going into flat, shallow areas, looking for them right now. But let's talk about probably the most popular baits that are getting used by those guys out there right now. And this has been our freshwater segment brought to you by Stalvey's Bait and Tackle. For all your fishing needs, go to Stalvey's Bait and Tackle, 1609 4th Avenue in Conway.
Easy to find, easy to get in and out of. I love that place.
Hard to pronounce.
Stalvey's. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Dresses and juniors prom dresses. Take an extra 30-40% off clearance handbags, including designer. Select fine jewelry. Now 50-75% off. Take 60% off suit separate. Dress shirts, pants, and more. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on blenders, juicers, food processors, and more. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and set price. Exclusions apply.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Mannheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com. Today.
The savings continue as Ram Truck Month rolls into March at Island. Come take your pick from Island's huge selection of brand new Ram trucks starting at only $197 a month. At Island, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. Looking for third row seating? Island has third row SUVs starting at just $16,990. See us online at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business, boy, it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish your boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. 7C Seafood Market.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota. Where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fishheads. The really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studios, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in. And I'll tell you what.
There we go again.
We got to give all of our fishheads, the loyal fishheads, a big thank
loyal.
You. For hanging out. Kenny and I were talking before we went on air. We're like, well, we'll probably be speaking to five people.
Yep, the airwaves.
We'll probably be speaking to five people. But by the text and Facebook messages that we're getting, I can tell you guys have hung out, and we really appreciate it. Love you guys and can't wait. Make sure you reserve March 18th. Come hang out with us down there. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to eat some good food.
Yeah, and we have a caller that called while we were on break there.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, man, we should just talk to him on break. That'd have been fun, wouldn't it?
That would have been more fun.
Yeah. Let's see if we'll get that. We'll see if we'll get our caller on the line here. You ready? We got.
Yeah, he's here.
Who we got?
Captain Crumb.
We got Captain Crumb.
What's
Jerry
up, Crumb?
Himself.
Captain Crumb.
What's up, Jerry?
Fishing. What's happening, boys? Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, thankfully.
Yeah, man. What's you up to today?
Saturday mornings.
You fishing or are you working?
Ray and I are going to get some shad in the boat.
You're going to? You're heading up to Monk's Corner?
We're going up to the spill.
Well, man.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Kenny wanted to know where his invite was.
Well, I couldn't have made it anyhow.
You
wouldn't
have made it anyhow.
No, we drove right by it, went somewhere else.
Are y'all there already?
Almost.
Well, good, man.
Almost there.
Y'all going to tail race or y'all going to the other one?
The other one.
Arrowhead?
Yeah.
10-4.
Yep. Hopefully it ain't too crowded.
You got the Nautic Star or are you on Rayburn's boat?
No, I got Rayburn's boat. I don't trust my trailer anymore.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I hate when that happens. Time. I've been through it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be
splurge.
A...
splurge.
That's the bad thing about going down there on the weekend. You probably should have been there about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that's what we figured. But you know what? We were scraping frost off the windows this morning, and I was kind of glad we didn't leave early.
Yeah, I know what that's like. Last time we went up there, it was...
It ain't much better today. I can tell you that.
Froze our asses off.
Hey, Crumb, I got to tell you something. I Googled you the other day. I like to do that from time to time.
How'd that feel? How'd that feel?
I googled you the other day, and I'm going to say that you are a very decorated backseat bass fisherman.
I was, yes.
You are a very decorated backseat bass fisherman. Your name comes up in a lot of stuff for being one of the best backseat bass fishermen. I love it because that's my spot. I love fishing out the back of a boat. Maybe you need to try that from now on because you're not doing good up front.
Tell me about it. I think it's just where we're fishing, really.
Maybe you need to get to the back of the boat. Let somebody else drive the boat.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I was better from the back of
the
boat.
Hey, listen, if we fish the big mouth again, man, we'll take Bikini Bottom, man. I'll run the trolling motor from up front. The back's all yours.
Yeah, I'm gladly.
Hey, y'all are in some good spots. And wait a minute. No, didn't you put Kenny on some fish? He just didn't get them in the boat.
Well, right? I hooked more fish than anybody. I just didn't catch any.
Yeah, but that's because you can catch him. I got a whole setup for him now. He's got enough stuff to fish tournaments what I got left in the shop.
All right.
So. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I got to get up there and see you, Jerry.
Just opened up.
You're going to be in your shop Monday?
I'm going to be in the shop Monday. Yeah, I'll be in the shop Monday. It's picking up, so everything's good.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by and see you Monday morning, man. I'm going to go up to the Captain Crumb's outpost up there, and I'll stop and see you Monday, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Rayburn wanted to know if Inglis was going to do the next salt. Is he driving again?
No, so, I'll be working now. We're back on. We're back at work on a Saturday.
Back at work.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, man, do a remote.
I tell you what, I had a great time last weekend. That was an awesome tournament. Fun fishing with those kids. I loved fishing with those kids. We had a great time.
It's a well-oiled machine now.
I'd love to do it, but I'll be in here running the mouth. We actually got to start calling this a job. So, I'll be at work here, but. Hey, don't forget next Sunday, Crum, is our tournament. Next Sunday.
Yeah, I
maybe
saw that.
Maybe you can talk Rayburn into fishing it too.
Maybe I'll talk Rayburn into it.
But we're definitely fishing. Definitely fishing next Sunday. 1 to 7 at Wakawachi.
That's great. That gives me more time to catch some fish.
Yeah, amen.
At least figure them out anyway. Amen to that.
Well, hey, Jerry.
We're doing well.
Hey, man, good luck to you and Rayburn on the Shad today, man.
Yeah, I'll see you guys later.
Send some good pictures.
I will.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Give us some live Facebook feeds today.
There you go, live Facebook.
Go live. Go live on Facebook. We want to see what's happening.
All right, Jerry, good luck up there, buddy.
See you later, guys.
All right, man, I'll see you.
Dude, I can't believe it's the first year I've not been shad fishing.
I know. We almost did. We drove right on by and decided to do something else. We drove right by.
Maybe we should have
gone. Well, that morning, we were kind of confused that morning.
Confused, to say the least.
Confused was what it was, man.
Whew. That's putting it lightly.
Yeah. I didn't even feel human again until like 10 o'clock.
Well, I felt like a popsicle until about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because Mike thought we got kicked out of the bar that night. I said, no, everybody around us got kicked out.
Mike
they didn't kick us out.
Us got kicked
yeah,
out.
We were more than welcome, man.
Too much Fireball.
Oh, no, there was not one.
That's right. We didn't drink.
No, we didn't drink any shots. We were there to fish. We were there to
We weren't drinking any shots. That's right. We were drinking that untaxed stuff.
Oh, my God.
Untaxed stuff.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tony. All right, Tony. Where are we going to fish next Sunday? Where are we going next Sunday? Well, you said shallow water. Or let's talk about these kids. What are they fishing with? I mean, you know, we had luck last Saturday. We caught all our fish in the salt tournament on spinner baits and chatter baits. Is that mostly what these guys are using right now? They're using other. I mean, you tell me.
I've spoken with a few of them that I was trying to help out before the tournament, and I don't need to help these kids. These kids they're diehard fishermen. They know what they're doing. They need a little more sense of direction more than they need anything else. You can't teach them how to catch fish. They know how to do it.
Right.
You know, it's just a given. That's why they're doing it. And where they're at. Yeah, right now there's a few of them out there throwing some Senkos and stuff like that, but most of them, you'll find right now they need to be throwing a spinnerbait and a chatterbait right now.
Slow?
No.
Let it sink?
It doesn't matter. These guys, like it is, you're going to get a reaction bite. It's going to be kind of like it was when we fished the other day. High bluebird, high pressure. You're going to have to hit them in the head with it. You get congregating fish around here, but going into the day, it's all or none. I'd drop a trolling motor. I'd put it as hard as it go, and I'd cover 18 miles of shoreline and hit every target I could find. It's going to produce fish.
Now, with bass fishing, if you get into them, do you stop then?
No.
You just keep on going?
Not typically down here.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you will be able to catch a few grouped up with it, like I said, with this little cold front and pushing them back out of the shallows just a little bit to that staging area. You may be able to catch a few grouped up, but it's going to be very unlikely that somebody will find that spot. You know, it's a you're gonna have to milk it if you do that. And I just I don't see none of them having enough confidence, not being from the area, to shut down and fish one hole and wait for that one bite every 2 hours. You have to be very, very patient to do that. And I couldn't at that age, and I still can't. I have to keep moving. And just knowing that how the tide works down here,
yeah,
is just cover ground.
Cover ground.
Hope you run it by a big one, because right now they all seem to be catching the typical pound and three quarter to 2 pound fish, and somebody looks up and gets a 5 pounder in the boat.
See, the reason I wonder that is because last week when we fished a big mouth battle, big mouth bash,
right?
We were working at one particular creek, Jerry and I, and what's his name?
Keith,
yes. Keith's excellent, man. I like fishing with him.
He's excitable, isn't he?
Man, he is a goer. That guy has an endless amount of energy when it comes to which is kind of what you need to be when you're bass fishing, because you got to cast 10,000 times. I mean, you never stop.
Right.
And we got into that one particular creek where I had one latched on, and he got away after, you know, about halfway into the boat. Then I had that other one, the acrobat, that did a tarpon jump out of the water 2 feet and was just shaking like crazy. Poop, spit the spinnerbait out. So I'm like, let's just stay here. You know, that was like, you know, why leave fish to find fish?
Right.
But I guess that's probably not the right strategy with bass then, huh?
It's you've got those few spawning areas right now that you are going to find fish congregated. And
the fish that Mike Brady and I caught that Sunday were all right up against docks. I mean, completely up against the walls. They were. The fish that I caught with the boys last weekend were all up against a wall. They were all up against a wall. So, I mean, I'm guessing, Tony, what you're saying sounds exactly spot on.
I have a text question from Mike Eady, our good buddy Mike Eady.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mike Eady.
He wants me to ask the Bassmaster.
Yep.
This question, but he was on the river and it was a bit high. He said, should he have fished back in the swamp or work the edges of the river when the tide's up like that, when it's high?
Mike, find high ground, put something against their back, just like English was just saying, up against a wall, find a high bank. You can't chase them out in those swamps. There's too many places
too
for
many
them
places
to go. You'll work yourself to death hunting them. If you can put something as a backdrop to them where they can't go any further, you're putting the odds in your favor.
There you go. That's a great answer to a good question.
That's a great
question. I need
question.
To write that down. That needs to go
that's
in my notes.
That's a great question,
man.
Mike Eady. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I'm going to toot my horn. I asked the same question, didn't I, Tony? When Lucas and I fished, I think it was our final match, we were going to be fishing some higher tides. No, I was fishing a single match in one of those Ori matches. And I asked Tony, like, what do I do this high tide? What am I going to do? He's like, make sure you get somewhere where the fish have something behind them. Don't go down and try to fish to walk them all those places where you've been catching them at low tide. Get somewhere where the fish has something behind them. They're backed up against something.
That's right.
But for that instance, it was absolutely perfect. I fished two popular creeks, Prince Creek being one of them, and fished areas where I had them up against a bank, and I did catch a couple fish. Not as many as I needed, but I caught a couple.
You're putting the odds in your favor. If you can put something behind them where they can't go any further, you know, a seawall is a great thing. If you've got an area to where you can get, where you have these little subdivisions like Chapel Creek, places like that, or the marinas where they have something to stop them.
Where they can't go any farther. You got them trapped.
You know,
I like it. There you go, Mike. Mike said thank you, by the way.
You're welcome, Mike. Good luck to you. I seen that catfish you caught. You lucky you was having a good
nice
time.
One, man, nice one, man. Nice one. He was having a hard time handling it. I know that. That thing was flopping like all over that kayak. Like.
It looked better after he had it last night, cleaned up, fixing the fry.
Oh, I bet. That's a nice catfish.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to do our half show
question of the week
for a $30
trip.
Great
one for that one.
Well, good deal. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angus Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
One day sale. Saturday, save 20%.
Wedding social dresses and juniors prom dresses. Take an extra 30 to 40% off clearance handbags, including designer. Select fine jewelry. Now 50 to 75% off. Take 60% off suit separates, dress shirts, pants, and more. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on blenders, juicers, food processors, and more. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places. One rewards program. Savings are free and separates. Exclusions apply.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fish Heads, we are back, and this is going to be our bait and tackle segment of the week, and it's brought to you by Merle's in an Outpost. Have the right stuff at the right time. Get in to the Outpost, Merle's in an Outpost.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And first and foremost, let's start off with this half shell question of the week real quick. It's a playing right along with the bass theme that we've got going on right now. This is going to be a multiple choice question. You ready? All right. A bass will eat anything as big as A, its length, B, its eye, C, its mouth, or D, its stomach. A bass will eat anything as big as A, its length, B, its eye, or C, its mouth, D, its stomach. All right, multiple choice there. We're giving you an easy one. Give us a call, 843-652-3776. $30 gift certificate. Over to see our good buddy Mickey at the Half Shell.
That's right. We had a good time there the other day.
Yes, we
so,
did.
So win that. And I tell you, I keep saying that. I got to quit saying that. What was it you said,
Tony?
What was that?
I'll tell you.
It should be like this.
I'll tell you, that's funny. I don't care who you're.
Well, the thing of it is.
Well, the thing of it is. Well, I'll tell you. All right. Well, good. All right. So, you know, the bait and tackle segment, while we're waiting on a caller to call in and win this $30 gift card.
We didn't have to wait long, apparently.
No.
He's talking to somebody as we speak.
I mean, we made it easy. We gave you multiple choice. But, you know.
What's
talking about bait and tackle this time of the year, like to get out, I'm just going to be straight honest with you. I've been doing way more bass fishing than anything else. This week I went out there and honestly figured out exactly why it's good to spend a lot of time on the water. I learned the hard way. Yeah. But for getting out right now, I'm telling you, everybody I've talked to is throwing for trout. They're either trolling for them or they're throwing anything artificial under a popping cord. And they're finding them, keeping it off the bottom, keep the bait off the bottom. The snotgrass, we still got snotgrass despite the winter being so mild. There's still a lot of
Yeah, there's not as much as there usually is. I hit pockets of it. When I fished last week, I was hitting pockets. Some areas I wouldn't get any. Other areas it would just have one of those three-foot-long piles on the end of the hook.
Well, this I know you love using the non-adjustable depth corks. That's your favorite.
Yeah.
You hate rigging up the adjustable depth.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why, but you hate to rig it up. You'd rather just throw it out there with an 8-foot piece of leader on it. Tony, watching him cast it is quite humorous.
Yeah, it sucks, but hey, it works. You cannot deny that my method works. That pop
got a winner?
Works.
We got a winner. Yes. Winner.
Is it a winner or is it a wronger?
Got a winner.
All right. Got a winner, half shell dinner.
I like it.
Who we got?
George.
George? Which George?
George.
George Shaw.
George Shaw.
Hey, George.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, man. Thank you for sticking around.
No problem. Every Saturday morning, I'm turn on the radio. I'm like, where's these guys? Where are these guys?
We snuck back in the door, man.
You're stuck with us, buddy.
Nice.
You're back.
So did you know the answer, or did you have to, or were you like super fast Googler?
I knew the answer.
Good deal. I did, too. You know, Tony, the Bassmaster here got it wrong.
Oh, yeah, wow. Even the Bassmaster got it wrong.
He did. He did. I was confused on the question. It had too many answers.
That's what it was.
if it could fit it in its mouth, it's going in.
That's exactly what. See, I knew that one. I've seen that question before, so I knew the answer. I'd seen it a year or two ago somewhere. I'd read it somewhere.
And that includes baby ducks.
Yeah.
Suicide ducks.
Rats, frogs, anything.
Yeah, I caught a largemouth bass with a turtle in its mouth, with a little turtle in its mouth.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that might be a new bait we have to design there, Tony.
There you go. Hey, that is an idea.
A popping turtle.
A helpless baby turtle.
A helpless baby turtle.
I have literally cut a turtle out of a bass's stomach.
Whoa, Tony can't hear, so he didn't know what we were talking about.
I can't hear you.
Tony doesn't have a headset on, but that's awesome. Tony just said that he cut one out of a stomach.
Oh, wow.
So that's great. Well, George, congratulations. Listen, George, we're doing a new routine. They'll have your name at the half shell. If you just stop in there, let the bartender know, she'll have a list with your gift certificate back there, and she'll take care of you and get you set up, okay?
Will do. Thank you, guys.
All right, George. Thank you so much for listening in.
Thanks, George. See you later.
Good job.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dang, Tony. You got beat by a listener.
Yep.
Now, for us, that's nothing new. But for you...
Really? You would think with a name like the Bassmaster.
I mean...
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to call him, like...
Bass Junior?
Bass Junior.
Bass Apprentice?
Maybe we'll have to go back to...
Bass Apprentice.
We'll have to go back to Swamp Donkey.
Nah, man. Bassmaster sounds more credible for the show.
Incredible.
I told you, that's a fictional character. They don't exist.
It's your radio persona.
Well...
Yeah, your radio persona is Bassmaster.
Call it what you want.
Speaking of Bassmaster, you going to slide down there for the weigh-in today, maybe?
I really would love to. I'd like to participate in that. I'm excited for these kids, man. They're doing good. They have, take my hat off to them. They have really had some tough conditions to fish this week with the wind, and as soon as the wind quit, then the cold come in, and there's nothing that will knock the bass in the head down here. This is like a north wind on Okeechobee. It just it'll shut them down real fast, and to see them keep catching fish like they are, it's a testament to how dedicated these kids are, how good they are. So I'd like to go and see just what it takes to win today, see if somebody gets that big one. I've been waiting on somebody to bring a 7-pounder to the table, and it hadn't been done yet, but it's the possibility is definitely there.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If I can get down there, I think I'm going to take the little Peanut and Mama down there, maybe walk around and hang out for the weigh-in. It's supposed to be a pretty, you know, they've been doing the weigh-in the last 2 days out at Carroll Campbell Landing. Now they're going to be doing it downtown. These guys are going to be driving with their boats like they do at the Classic, you know, rolling through with their fish, pulling them out. So it'll be a good time. It's going to be crowded.
Yeah, they've cut the field to 20, but it's going to be a spectacle. You know, it's going to be something big for everybody down in Georgetown. It'd be real enjoyable. And I think most of the restaurants and businesses down on Front Street have planned to be open today. Some of them that's usually closed on Sunday, they're going to open up because they're
Saturday
expecting
today.
A good crowd. So
it's Saturday.
Saturday. In my head.
Hey, he is way off his game.
Really?
He's like us. It's been too long.
Hey, there's a lot of them that usually close when they have events down there like that, but I don't think they'll be today. I know of at least three that told me they was going to be open because of that coming down there.
Right.
Just for that reason alone. They was expecting a big crowd. I think it's going to be good. I mean, I really do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I want a shout out to Sal Hemingway, Georgetown County, for making everyone aware of the incredible fishery that we have here and attracting these events that now, I can promise you, in years to come, will only get better and bigger, and we'll see more come to town. But we do have an incredible bass fishery here. I'm so glad I'm glad and proud to be able to admit that I have learned bass fishing here in tidal waters, because I have. I mean, I haven't learned it, but I have not got it figured out. But what I'm saying is that this is where I have been learning it. I can't wait to go fish on a lake. You tell me it's actually a lot easier.
you start in the right way.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it is a lot easier to start, learn here, cut your teeth, and then go to a lake. It's a lot easier. Tidal fish is hard to do. You know, and you see a lot of the Bassmasters, I mean, zeroed out when they was down here. Yeah. I mean, they struggled bad. Just because they could not figure out the timing on this tide. And
well, I know when you were helping, and let me just tell you one other thing. And this is why I think, okay, I'm just going to say this. And Tony was with me on one of the adventures, but I'm just going to say that our boy from the Gamecocks has one thing going for him. The last time that the Bassmasters was here, on pretty much the same day that I saw him during duck season, Tony and I ran into a gentleman at Sampit River. We had gone and put in for Sampit to go do a little fishing. We got back, and there was a gentleman up there. We went over to talk to him after we noticed his extremely huge Toyota Tundra.
Yes.
And ended up meeting an extremely nice guy. Spent some time with him, talking to him. And he ended up going on and winning the Hook Winyaw Bay Bassmasters Elite event.
Mr. Britt
and that's
Myers.
Why I feel Mr. Britt Myers, and that's why I feel like Mr. Troy, what's our Gamecock? What's his
Patrick Walters.
Patrick, Mr. Patrick. I feel like Mr. Patrick has that jinx on him because I met him duck hunting while he was fishing. So I feel like if this happens, that if you're ever coming here for a Bassmasters Elite Series and don't run into me before the tournament, you might as well go home.
Please, run into Eagle and get you some good luck.
Run into me so I can give you Tony's phone number.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a lot of help.
That's what I did.
I'm a lot of help. I can promise you that.
Well, you are a lot of help. And Kenny is a lot of help, too, because he knows how to tell you 1 minute till break.
I'm watching Eric.
I know. I'm glad you are.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you are. Well, so this is, I mean, we're on next to last segment. Boy, it's been flying.
It has, man.
All right. You got anything to add on tackle? What, you know?
I agree with what you said, man. Got to throw some artificial baits under a floating cork if you're out there fishing right now, and you'll catch flounder that way, too.
I mean, if you throw something on the bottom, the black drum are still here. You're still seeing some great catches of black drum. Throw something on the bottom, just know you're going to deal with some snotgrass. I mean,
indeed.
That's what happened with me in McClellanville when I fished the other day. The snotgrass in the ICW and right off the ICW was terrible. But stop by Ned's. If you need any of this, he can get you set up. And this segment has been sponsored by Merle's Inlet Outpost. Get into the Outpost. Merle's Inlet Outpost.
I love that place. I was in there the other day. He's got some new baits in there too, man.
Does he?
He's stocking some new items that are going to be great for what we do around here.
For what we do around here, good.
Indeed.
That would be the kind of bait you'd want to carry.
Yeah, because you know that's the thing. You go to Walmart, you go to Bass Pro Shop, and yeah. I got nothing against Bass Pro. I love them.
Right. Oh.
But they're going to sell the same thing here at this store. They sell in a store in St. Louis.
Yep. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I was at Bass Pro Shops 2 weekends ago, and that was, you know, walked in and somebody came over and said, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be on the radio?" I said, "Yeah, no, we're on a little break." He said, "Well, I'm tired of Maggie and Moose. Will you get on the radio?"
Yeah, I like Moose and Maggie, though, man.
You do like Maggie. You said that.
Yeah, Maggie, I don't even know what she looks like, but she sounds nice.
Sounds pretty.
She sounds like she's
pretty. She got a voice for radio.
You never know.
Never know about that face, do you? I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, I'm leaving it all alone.
But that's why it's good to support places like the Merles on the Outpost or Stalvey's Bait and Tackle or Big Day in any of those
or
places.
Or Stalvey's.
Yep. Did I say Stalvey's again? Sorry, Ronald. I'll get it right. Stalvey's. But yeah, folks, get into the Outpost. Merle's in the Outpost. You guys will be impressed with that store if you haven't been in there yet.
That's right. Stop in, tell Ned. Tell him we sent you.
That's right. They might charge you double. All those guys.
Tell them you want the Kenmore discount.
If you don't have a way, it appears we have Uber in Merle's Inlet now. You can call Uber and get a ride.
Is cool, man. I've used Uber several times now.
Sorry, yes. Mike, if you're listening.
Yes, we have Uber in Merle's.
I'm like on the frequent Uber plan or something, man.
I didn't know we had grown that big. We're up to Uber now.
I got Uber. I got the app on my phone. Are you kidding me? I got the app on my phone.
I'm still on Creekside
by
Cab.
By the way, if you do get the app, make sure you send it to a bunch of people because all of a sudden you got like $50 in free Uber money.
If you don't have the Uber app on your phone, you better have a bail bondsman app on the phone. if you don't use one, you're going to need the other. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Southern Hackers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. What we mean if you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The day you don't need sports in your life is the day you don't need air. We eat, breathe, and sleep it right along with you. And we're the ones you come to celebrate with and to vent your frustrations with your teams. You can count on us, the sports station, and your friend.
Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fishheads, we are back to close this thing out.
That's right. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And, you know, real quick, let's remind everybody about the upcoming events that we've got going on.
That's right, because we talked about this earlier, so we'll hit the latecomers here right now.
All right. First off and foremost is our third anniversary party and spring fling at Marshall's Marine. Kenny and I, Coastal Angler and Reeling Up the Coast and Southern Anglers Radio Show sponsored it. We'll be down there. Great seminar. Again, got Rusty Hook Fishing Club going to be supplying lunch. And make sure you go to our Facebook page. Get in touch with me. We're reserving seats. We've got several people that contacted us during the show today. Reserve seats. But that's March 18th. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and it's free. Free.
Free knowledge, man. Free knowledge, free food. You got it. It's going to be great.
All right. And
that's it. You know, people come watch us do the show, man. Hang out with us.
Yeah, they can come early and hang out with
absolutely.
Us. That's right. Those guys at Marshall's are looking forward to it.
If you've never seen us do a show, you don't know what you're missing.
That's right. That's right. You don't know what you're missing.
But you're lucky you missed it. But you're lucky.
I haven't knocked over coffee lately, so.
No, you haven't.
That's lucky.
Yeah, that's just one of the many things. And, of course, we will remind the folks about the CCA.
Yep,
Coastal Conservation Association, if you don't know who they are, that's who they are. They work to conserve our resources.
And they do a good job.
They're partly, they kind of help ramrod the whole flounder thing. Yeah, they did really good with that. And that's going to be on the 24th, a week after our big third anniversary celebration at Marshall's Marine on the 18th.
That's right. Next weekend you'll have that. Now remember, next Sunday coming up is the Inlet Big Mouth Bass Challenge, and I tell you what, we have a great time. Kids, women, come out and have a great time. It's going to be a little bit longer this week. We're doing it 6 hours. We got great weather, great tide. Hopefully the weather's going to be great. We got a great tide, and with the bass fishing being so hot right now, we wanted to go ahead and give everybody some extended period of time to get out and enjoy it. But that's it. Waka-Wachee Landing. And show up around 12:30 and get registered, and we'll blast off at 1 and back at 7 for the weigh in. Have a good time. Again, bring out your kids. Make sure they're on the boat with you. And Tony, let's talk about the Thursday Big Bass Battle.
It's a coming. March the 16th is the predicted day we're going to be starting. It's going to start at 6 o'clock every Thursday afternoon and go to dark. That'll probably be around 8 o'clock,
right.
the first few, and then we'll change the time as it gets later in the day. Can't wait to see everybody. Got lots of people that enjoy us fishing at. It got really big last year. Big crowds, big families.
It did get big last year. It was a lot of fun.
Lots of kids, lots of happy times. And so look forward to seeing everybody. Y'all come on out and fish with us. It's open to the public. Hey, bring you $10 and have the time of your life.
That's right. We can go out there and catch some big fish. Again, the fishing's going to be great. So we're looking forward to it. And, you know, what else we got? What else we got coming up? What else?
I think that was it as far as events go.
Okay.
I think so.
I think it is.
Hey, I didn't mention people that CCA banquet deal, man. Their banquet this year. If you want to get tickets in advance,
right?
You can get a hold of Chris Hawley. He'll actually be on the show with us next week.
Next week,
and he is scheduled to appear here in the studio.
Yeah, for tickets, call 843-455-0371. I'll put this information up on the Facebook page also, but that's Chris Hawley, and Chris will get you set up. And remember, you get a membership in the CCA, along with the Tide magazine, which you'll get once every 3 months, I think.
Something like that. I think it's quarterly.
And then also food, drinks, and a great time.
Great company.
Yep, great company.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Nope.
A CCA banquet.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a great time. But I tell you what, it's been too long.
Take any more vacations?
Yeah, no more vacations.
No more vacations.
As nice as it's been to get out and do some fishing.
It has, man. I missed that. It's been so long. And, you know, that used to be I'd be out on the water before the sun came up on a Saturday morning. But I love doing this job, and I love working with you and with Eric and Remy, whoever happens to be in the booth at the time.
Yep.
It's a great thing. It's fun to promote the sport that I love so much.
That's right. And to have fun doing it. And Eric, thanks a lot for coming and sitting in. And you know, I'm sure we'll be trading off between him and Remy.
Oh yes, definitely.
Those are our dogs.
So, yes, they are.
So we'll be trading off between those two because Remy, you know, is in, Remy's at a robotics competition. So we want to give.
Yeah, I saw
Remy
that, man.
Big. It was best of the, luck. How did he do?
It was on the big screen TV.
It was on the big screen TV.
They were showing it on the news earlier.
Oh
that,
man,
that thing has gotten really big.
Our celebrity producer.
That's huge.
Well, I tell you what, we want to thank everybody.
Tell us what? What are you going to tell us?
Remy is just Remy. I'll tell you what. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Right, Mike?
Mike.
All right. Well, I'm going to head down to Georgetown. Anybody going down that way, look for me. We'll be down there.
That's on the waterfront that's here this afternoon, right?
It's on the waterfront, right down the waterfront. They're going, like I said, they're going to drive the boats through and bring the fish in, weigh them in. Great time. They've got the Heritage Festival going on down there as well. The State Duck Calling Championships going on at like 12 or 1 today. Lots of things going on in Georgetown. So we're going to head down that way after I do a little bit of yard work.
And tomorrow we're going strapper fishing.
We're going fishing tomorrow.
We are.
I hope Captain Cupcake was listening today.
I do, too.
We've thrown him on the spot. Brian Costello, we'll be calling you.
You got that right, man. I'm going to call him over and over today until he answers. Hope he's in town, man. I haven't heard from him lately, so I don't know if he's even in town. But we'll find out. We're going to go fishing tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, go catch a striper.
You get out on the water this week, keep your lines tight and your coolers full.
That's right. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back to talk to you again next week on behalf of Eric, the producer, Tony, the Bassmaster Carter, my partner, Captain E, English Glover. I'm Kenny Moore, and this has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
You've been listening to Southern Anglers Radio, sponsored by Reelin' Outdoors Media.
The home of Coastal Carolina and the Carolina Panthers. This is WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.